coming up on KUCB News. The Coast Guard is taking precautions as a boat arrives in Unalaska from China. And scientists have lowered the alert level for an Aleutian volcano that had been erupting since December. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. A commercial cargo vessel coming from China is set to arrive in Unalaska today. The U.S. Coast Guard is taking precautionary measures with the 700-foot boat in light of the outbreak of novel coronavirus in China, which has killed more than 1,000 people and prompted the declaration of a global health emergency. Jeff Durande is a chief marine science technician with the Coast Guard's local marine safety detachment unit.
We have received a statement from the vessel that there are no sick crew members on board the vessel. That came from the master. And that's something we're requiring as well if any vessels do come in from China, to get a statement attesting to the fitness of the crew and basically attesting that there are no ill crew members on board.
Still, Durande says the 23 crew members will not be allowed to leave the vessel while it's in port and conducting cargo operations. That's because there's a 14-day federal quarantine order for vessels and people traveling from China aimed at preventing a spread of the virus. At this point, public health officials say there have been no cases of novel coronavirus in the state of Alaska. Locally, officials with Iluluk Family and Health Services say they are monitoring the situation closely, and they're asking anyone who has traveled to or from China since December 1st and is experiencing upper respiratory symptoms to call the clinic at 581-1202. They also recommend Unalaskans stay healthy during flu season by getting flu shots, washing their hands frequently, and staying home from work or school if they have a fever of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or greater. Following a series of flight-canceling explosions, activity at Shishaldin Volcano has decreased over the past 3 weeks. Matt Haney is a geophysicist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory. He says this marks a pause for the Eastern Aleutian Volcano's eruptive phase, which has been underway since late last year.
The last major activity was on January 19th. There was an eruption that day, and that was about 3 weeks ago since then. As you said, activity had been declining, and then last week we concluded that eruptive activity had ended or paused.
While the AVO lowered Shishaldin's alert level from watch to advisory last week, scientists are closely monitoring the volcano located about 60 miles southwest of Cold Bay. Haney says Shishaldin tends to ramp up quickly, and since 1775, it's had at least 54 episodes of unrest, including more than 24 confirmed eruptions. The Unalaska City Council meets tonight. At the regular session, councilors are set to discuss the historic Henry Swanson House, which the city is offering as a temporary facility for the Unalaska Visitors Bureau. The UVB will have to move from its current spot in the Burma Road Chapel sometime this spring to make room for a temporary library while that building undergoes an expansion. Meanwhile, councilors are also expected to amend their lobbying priorities to make their number one initiative the stabilization of Unalaska's commercial flights. That change would come in the wake of October's fatal plane crash, as well as the subsequent suspensions and uncertainties regarding air travel. The City Council meets tonight at 6 o'clock at City Hall. You can also listen live here on 89.7 FM. Following the death of an Unalaska high school student over the weekend, the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association is reminding everyone that mental health and counseling services are available by calling 359-2743. Meanwhile, police are still investigating the death of 18-year-old Alexis Magalong, a senior who was reported missing and later found dead on Saturday morning. This is a developing story, and KUCB will bring you updates as they become available. Again, the phone number to call to reach counselors and other support resources is 359-2743. With the K-300 in the books, the Yukon Quest underway, and the Iditarod scheduled for next month, we are fully in the midst of the dog mushing season. But if you're looking for something beyond race standings, Kotzebue musher Catherine Keith has a new book out. It's called Epic Solitude, and it documents her start in the state, her successful mushing career, and how she dealt with her grief after losing her husband and firstborn child. To discuss the memoir, Keith sat down with KOTZ's Wesley Early.
As a child, starting at 10 years old, I had a dream of coming to Alaska. And as I turned 20, that was the first thing I did. So I drove up here in an ice cream truck that was a short bus converted and began the drive. It got 8 miles to the gallon and did not go very fast. But as soon as I crossed the state line, I knew there was no turning back.
And I'm curious, growing up in Minnesota, you talk about how you'd been very outdoorsy, kind of almost an adrenaline junkie. You know, what were those first days in Alaska like? What did you do when you got here?
It was really a dream come true. I went straight down to Seward, and I landed a job teaching other people how to kayak, which was ironic because I had never been in a kayak before. And after that job, I immediately went up to a glacier where I led dog mushing tours, and I hadn't been a dog musher before. So it was a great place just to learn on the job.
And did leading tours lead into being a musher and racing sort of professionally?
It did. I knew right away that's what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And that's what led me to come up here to Kotzebue.
The book hops back and forth between sort of these adventure stories and stories of survival. Can you talk a little about those contrasts? Because there's definitely ups and downs that have happened throughout your life since you've been to Alaska.
Yeah, life is full of ups and downs. And in the book, I really wanted to portray that. And with the life that I've been lucky to live with various adventures, dog mushing, lots of hiking, the triathlons, there's been a lot of epic adventures, but there's also been a life of tragedy and loss, similar to those of that others have had to live through. And so the book oscillates back and forth between these. And in a sense, the adventure is how I've been able to live through these tragedies. And it's how I've been able to find that grit and resolve to fight my way back to the surface again and live again. And I think that's what I wanted to portray with this book, is that it's important for all of us to really fully engage with life again rather than just exist. When we have loss, a lot of times we walk around in shock, and some of us don't really recover. And we need to find our own way forward to come back to this world and say yes to life again.
And I understand that you're taking a bit of a break from mushing this year. You're not going to be at the Iditarod of the Quest because you're going to be scaling some mountains. Can you talk a little about that?
I've been an avid climber since I was 15. And it's been a long time dream of mine to be able to climb the Seven Summits, which is the tallest mountain on each of the seven continents. And this year, I'm going to be climbing Mount Elbrus, which is in Russia, and Kilimanjaro in Africa. And January the following year, I'll be on Aconcagua in South America. And believe it or not, this is a cheaper endeavor than dog mushing.
Is it really?
It is.
So once your summits of the seven summits have concluded, do you think fans can expect to see you back on the racing trails?
Yeah, I can't wait to get back out there.
That was Kotzebue dog musher Catherine Keith discussing her new memoir, Epic Solitude. The book was released last week. And that is the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.